The war on sugar. Are sweet snacks and drinks destroying our health? Walt Disney announced that it's going to stop advertising junk food to kids on its TV channels, radio station, and website by 2015. It's eliminating ads for sugar-laden fruit drinks, candy, and snack cakes. Some states and cities are working on soda taxes on sugary drinks. And in recent years, major health groups have discouraged the consumption of large amounts of added sugars. The United States is in a full-fledged state of hand-wringing about overweight Americans who are heavier than they've ever been before. It's a battle being waged on a number of front lines. Schools are beefing up their offerings of fruits and vegetables. Food and beverage marketers are being strong-armed to change how they market to kids, and trans fats have been squeezed out of most processed foods. Increasingly, the focus is being placed on sugar, the sweetener with a history that goes back 8,000 years. Is something so sweet really that harmful to health? Or is it just being maligned as people look for a scapegoat for the obesity epidemic? Sugar is everywhere. The consumption of added sugars, especially from sugar-sweetened beverages, among some people in the country is out of control, says Rachel Johnson, a spokeswoman for the American Heart Association and a nutrition professor. People are downing table sugar, brown sugar, high fructose corn syrup in soda, maple syrup, honey, molasses, and other caloric sweeteners. Added sugars make their way into many prepared and processed foods and beverages, from soda, sweet tea, and lemonade to energy drinks and sports drinks. One 16-ounce serving of regular soda contains the equivalent of at least 12 teaspoons of sugar, says Cynthia Sass, a registered dietitian. Many of my clients don't realize how much hidden sugar creeps into their diet, even in foods that don't seem sweet, like salad dressing, soups, and crackers. Too much is dangerous. Sugar is toxic in the amount it's consumed by Americans, says Rob Lustig, a professor at the University of California, San Francisco. A little bit is okay, but it's the quantity that people are consuming that's harmful, Lustig says. There is a threshold, and right now we are way above that threshold. The Heart Association recommends that most American women consume no more than 6 teaspoons a day, about 100 calories, from added sugars, Johnson says. For men, it's 9 teaspoons, or about 150 calories. Kids should limit their intake to about the same amount, she says. Or is it? Others say, not so fast. Added sugars have been unfairly demonized by some researchers, and the reality is much more complicated, says James Ripp, a cardiologist who studies nutrition and fitness. Sugar doesn't deserve to take the rap for the country's weight problem, says Andy Briscoe, president and CEO of the Sugar Association. Sugar has been around for thousands of years. It's all natural. It's 15 calories a teaspoon. It has been used safely by consumers, by our grandmothers, and our grandmothers' grandmothers. Researching sugar's effects. Research about the effects of excessive intake of sugary foods and drinks is coming out all the time, and there's not much that's reassuring, says Marion Nestle, a nutrition professor at New York University. People with diabetes or pre-diabetes are often advised to watch their sugar intake. When someone with diabetes drinks a large quantity of sugary beverages, they get a huge dose of sugar at one time, says Stephanie Dunbar, director of clinical affairs for the American Diabetes Association. It hits their system quickly, raising blood glucose levels. That's not healthy for anyone, especially someone with diabetes or pre-diabetes, because high blood glucose causes damage to blood vessels, increasing risk of complications such as heart attacks, amputations, and blindness, she says. Is sugar to blame for our bulging waistlines? Overall, calorie intake has gone up since 1970, and about 16% to 17% of people's total daily calories come from added sugars, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service. Sugar is just one reason for obesity, but for many people, it's the big reason, Nestle says. Some overweight kids drink 1,000 to 2,000 calories a day from sodas alone, and sweet desserts are a major source of calories in American diets. The most important health concern about sugar intake is that it adds calories to the diet, agrees Samuel Klein, director of the Center for Human Nutrition at Washington University School of Medicine. The calories we consume in beverages that contain sugar do not make us feel as full as when we eat the same amount of calories in solid food. So consuming large amounts of sugar-sweetened beverages or fruit juices can pack on the pounds. For many people, reducing the consumption of high-sugar beverages is a good first step for maintaining a proper body weight and improving their health, Klein says. Not the only problem. As for sugar's impact on obesity, Rip says, Americans are eating about 425 calories a day more than they were in 1970, according to the government statistics. But only 9% of those increased calories come from added sugars. Even nutritionists don't want to come down too hard on something so tasty. Consuming some sugar is okay for many people, they say. Even the staunchest anti-sugar advocates say it's a matter of degree, Nestle says. Johnson agrees. Sugar is not the root of all dietary evil. A little bit of sugar adds to the taste of foods. But we've lost sight of moderation because of the gigantic portion sizes. You have to be so vigilant about portion sizes to avoid overconsuming. Vocabulary focus. Hand-wringing. Beef up something. Strong arm. Malign. Scapegoat. Down. Threshold. Demonize. Take the rap. Staunch. Vigilant.